America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Prescott in the gun. Snap is back. He has some time. He throws it in the end zone. It's a touchdown to Jalen Tolbert on the left side of the end zone, crossing in front of Deshaun Elliott.
Wake up. Wake up like the annoying parent. I can't pull the blinds to have the sun flash right in your eye, but I can be annoying with my voice for a Cowboys Monday to start off the week here live on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan, Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and yes, he is on time, fresh off the airplane. Cowboys insider back from Pittsburgh, Bobby Belt. We also have Chris Strong in for Pepe. Did you get any sleep on the plane?
I did not. Oh, awesome. I did not, but I did make sure to check in with y'all, make sure y'all were awake when I landed, just to make sure. I don't want anybody oversleeping here.
That's good. He got into the garage right before me. He actually got here before I did.
I did, and that was with stopping to get breakfast.
Thank you for that. Yes. What time did you take off? How long was the flight? What time did you guys land?
We landed at right when I texted you guys, so that was like 4:50. But we took off, I want to say that it was probably 2:30 Dallas time.
Happy jubilant flight? Quiet? No, sleep?
They're usually pretty much same energy on every time they get on the plane. They were definitely happy. Like, this was one where you could sense there was a just kind of an exhale and a little bit of like, all right, that was fun. We win.
Dak Prescott goes from the reason for the loss to bam, the reason for the win with the game winner to Jalen Tolbert. The Cowboys escape Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they do. And that's a big time. I was a big time. That's a really good drive. You know, your backs are against the wall. You got to go basically the full length of the field. And now the good thing is you knew you needed four downs. You knew you had four downs to work with. You knew that a field goal was not going to cut it. So your aggressive level was, you know, was elevated there. And that's a big time drive for a team and a guy. They didn't have a lot of pieces last night. They were without a lot of pieces. Normally, this is a type of a game this Cowboys team makes their own and writes their own excuses for. They do. This team loves to write their own excuses. And, you know, on that final drive, because you said it, Dak put them in a position to make this a game with some of his decisions.
Today was going to be about him. Today it was going to be about him in the negative with the three turnovers. Mm-hmm. And instead he turns it around. ESPN research says Dak had his first go-ahead touchdown pass in the final minute of regulation in his career. Surprising, like last week with the Pete Alonso home run. It's like, what? What do you mean? Like, no one's ever trailed postseason home run walk-off? Those games are tied. Well, the little kink in this stat is Dak has had three touchdown passes in overtime in those situations. So, first go-ahead touchdown pass in the final minute of regulation in his NFL career, regular season or postseason. He has had three touchdown passes in overtime. And Bobby, just like that, he flipped the script for this game outcome.
Yeah, changed the narrative.
to some.
Yeah, I mean, changed what the headline is at the very least. Yeah. He was bad in stretches yesterday. Or I wouldn't even say stretches. He had really bad moments yesterday. But it was something where it was like he would play well for a stretch or he would move them down the field and then they would get into the red zone and they would just completely fall apart. But I mean, massive play, obviously, on the second down and goal where Dowdle gets hit and fumbles and Dak dives. I was certain that ball was getting scooped up by Pittsburgh when he got hit. In fact, if you look at, this is just an insane swing. So this is according to Next Gen Stats. After the first down pass to Hunter Lipke that got them to the Pittsburgh 4, Dallas had a 74% chance of winning on that first down play. By third down, after the incompletion to Tolbert, it was Pittsburgh 87% chance to win.
Wow.
And then on the next play with the touchdown, it was 90% Dallas.
I wanted NBC. I think they did a poor job. They were just too hyped up on the Steeler play on Rico. They didn't replay the third down pass to Tolbert. And I wanted to see if Tolbert was open. I felt like I went back and watched it once myself because I didn't want to miss the live action for the fourth down play to decide everything. I thought Dak kind of skipped him short. He McNabbed him. And I thought, okay, Tolbert's hurt. I actually thought that Dak hit him in the nuts. Because he's walking around like the air got knocked out of him or something. And I was like, Dak's throw was so bad. Tolbert was open crossing from right to left on your TV that he short skipped him and hit him in the nuts. And you saw it affecting Tolbert even on the game winner. He was going three-quarter speed.
Oh, yeah.
He had to go from right to left, all the way across the screen, and Tyler Smith said on the game winner, bro, it was miraculous. I mean, JT literally sprained his effing nuts. Excuse me, sorry guys, sprained his nuts the play before, comes back, makes the game winner unbelievable. But I think it was a bad throw from Dak. He makes up for it on fourth down with that drive that ends up going 15 plays, 70 yards in 4 minutes and 36 seconds. Here's Dak Prescott on the game winning march.
We just wanted a chance. Just give us a chance on that two-minute drive. I personally was pissed about the two-minute drive before half, obviously, right? Throwing an interception there when we can get points easily three, if not a touchdown. 2 minutes, something I love, so just being able to get back in it, down four, knowing we needed a touchdown. We practiced that a lot, I'd say as much as probably, if not more than any team in the league. So we're all very comfortable in that situation with the plays being called. And then, you know, getting it down there pretty quick and then having some opportunities, you know, to strike in the end zone.
We know they love that play, though.
Mm-hmm.
He said it afterwards in the post on TV. It's a play we're really comfortable with and we love. So get ready down there. Every team in the league with just horizontal crossing that the Cowboys like to run.
Yeah, it's and, you know, you got to let the play develop, and that's the scary thing because, you know, Pittsburgh does have a pretty good pass rush, so you got to let the play develop, and it took a little bit of time. How do you sprain your nuts? Like, is that like...
Isn't a sprain technically... Can't a sprain be like a bruise or a tear of some sort?
Tear a ligament? Tear a vas deferens? Is that what he tore? Vas deferens?
I think it's typically called testicular torsion that's called.
That's like one of the most painful things, apparently. Do they not wear any kind of...
I don't think they wear cups.
No, they don't wear cups, but they wear jocks, anything? Keep it all tight in there?
90-minute delay leading to the Cowboys starting 3-0 on the road while 0-2 at home. You don't have Micah. You don't have Tank. You lose your left tackle as well. You suffer other injuries throughout the game. Here's Mike McCarthy going back home with family and friends in the stands and getting a gutty road win.
Oh, no, this is building. It's all about stacking success. A big chunk of confidence comes out of this win. Make no mistake about it. We beat an excellent football team in an excellent environment. You know, we have 3 road wins already, you know, so these things all carry forward. This game's about confidence. You know, at the end of the day, as your confidence rises, your opportunity to win increases. That's held true in this league. A lot of times it's not who you play, it's when you play them. And, you know, injuries are part of the game. So I know our guys back home are proud of us, but this is the expectation. And our guys stepped up. You can see it in practice. So I wasn't concerned coming into this. We, you know, we had a good week of practice, and it's very rewarding for the locker room when they go out there and, you know, put it out there, and it carries over to the win. So, you know, and hey, you got the rain delay, and you had all kinds of things going on today, and these guys didn't blink. It's been a long day. Hell, it's Monday already.
Oh, it's Monday. Choppy, I was not feeling it in the moment when you were texting it, and then I slept on it for a few hours, woke up, drove in, and decided that I'm going to agree with you on the style point nature of this one. I'm not going to style point it. I'm going to go ahead, take this victory, feel good about it in the moment. Not going to say, yeah, but the Cowboys this. Yeah, but the Cowboys that. You didn't have your left tackle. Micah, Tank, Nealon is gone as well in terms of extra depth. I'm not going to go ahead and style point this one too much.
It look, I mean,
because you could compare this kind of to a richer man's Giants game where it was just ugly and it was boring.
It was boring. There was an ugly element. The Giants was, you know, I didn't have a problem looking at that Giants game and coming away disappointed because the Giants are bad. Right? They're just bad.
Yeah.
You know, Pittsburgh has got much more talent than the Giants do. I guess the one thing is you can look at the Giants, well, it was a short week too. This one was, there was bad weather. It had everything the Cowboys would love to make excuses for. Oh, you know, the delay threw us off. Our circadian sleep rhythm was screwed up because, you know, the game didn't start until 9 o'clock, almost 10 o'clock Eastern time. There was a lot of things that you could have looked at, but they won. You know, they won a game, a type of game that I think does help you along the way. This was a kind of a gritty, ugly, muck it up game.
Is not their identity.
It's not their identity.
Look, I brought breakfast. I'm glad you guys brought the Kool-Aid. Look, here's the thing. It's there are good things, better than good things you can take from it. They have been such a mentally weak team in the face of adversity that you can't deny how positive it is as a group to the fact that they were able to rally and persevere and make big plays. They fell down. They were missing a bunch of different guys. They got down the field. They made the plays. That's huge. They did it on the road. That's all massive. That's all positive. That can't totally erase that.
Oh, no.
You basically doubled them up on yards and very easily should have lost at the end. Like with the ball just, you know, flopping around out there. That would have been the fourth time they'd gotten into the red zone with no point. They entered the red zone. That was the fourth time they entered the red zone. They had 0% conversion rate with a fumble from Dak, an interception from Dak, and then the Aubrey blocked kick. And that was about to be number four. And we are crushing this team if it's not just for Dak, you know, dropping on a fumble.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot to like about it. But overall, I still think there's concerns here that they can't. I don't want them, same sort of thing from the Giants game. I don't want them to neglect what are serious concerns because it's like, but this feels good. We won. And let's just enjoy the good feeling instead.
Running game fix. It's okay. Run defense fix.
Right.
Back-to-back weeks. No, by no means am I changing my mind on them about a contender. If anything, I feel even more down on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Good God, what a boring. I can't stand watching them play football. They're
about to get worse.
Boring.
Yeah, they're about to start Russ. It's about to get really worse.
Yeah, Steelers.
How inspirational were those videos I was sending you guys of Russ on the sideline just stretching in his uniform and stuff?
Yeah, but you didn't get his new mantra and slogan for the season. You couldn't hear it while you were in the press box. Do you know what it is?
No. Something Jason Tatum said or something Jason Tatum will say?
Yeah.
What?
Win the seventh. From Go Hawks or Hawks Ride.
Hawks Ride. Broncos Country, let's
Broncos
ride.
Broncos Country,
let's ride.
Win the seventh. That's for the Steelers and their six championships as he was sitting there dressed inactive again. Was anyone near him?
No. Like, I mean, he was standing next to Pat Freiermuth at one point, but otherwise he's just, I wanted to film him the whole game. He was doing his high knees and his, like, jogging up and down the sideline and, like, loosening his, he looked like he was a pitcher warming up, like ready to go in the entire game.
All right. The way to get in your text messages and eventually your phone calls throughout the entire show is 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053 for the Franco LaFranco Injury Attorney text line. Hopefully you are waking up with us to Tolo. That stands for turn it on, leave it on after the delay, the late sleep, and the early morning wake up for the 6 a.m. club. We have to get to Star Up, Star Down, brought to you by Crown Royal Whiskey. Your Cowboys report card, both good and bad for the win in Pittsburgh. Star Up, Star Down is next with Sean and RJ.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Second and 10. And Prescott back to throw. Has time now. Runs out to his right. Throws it to an open man in the end zone. Dowdle diving to his right. Touchdown, Cowboys.
Let's start there. Brad Sham with the call on DFW Sports Station. That is us. It's Star Up, Star Down with Sean, RJ, and Bobby, fresh off the plane back from Pittsburgh. And Star Up, Star Down is brought to you by Crown Royal Proud Whiskey of the NFL and the Dallas Cowboys. And Bobby, you're worried, as I am, long-term being a week, that the Cowboys are going to say, oh, no, we're good here. We're fine here. I don't think that's going to apply to many things. I think it could apply. This is the excuse that they needed and wanted for the running backs and the running game, because they said, we just did not have opportunities for Rico Dowdle to show, or the rest of our guys to show, why Dalvin Cook is still not beating them out. Star up to Rico. The touchdown catch on that drive, making it 13-10 Cowboys in the fourth quarter. He had a 3rd-and-6 run in the fourth. People think, RJ tweeted, did that just pass CD for longest run of the Cowboys season with a 13-yarder? And he ends up with 22 carries, a 114, star up Rico. He was part of the TV post interview with Dak.
Big time star. I didn't expect that from him. That was as close as they're going to get to somebody with 100 yards, it seems like. Because Babe asked that this past week. That was his mail-it-in trivia question.
I think I gave him 114. I'm sorry. He ended up 20 carries, 87 yards, and then 2 for 27 in the air.
And I'll give him the 114. Look, it was a really good day by him. It was really solid. He played as well as you're going to. The running game was clearly at its best from the standpoint of the entire year. You've got to look at that as a positive moving forward. They're going to need it. They're going to need it against Detroit. They're going to want to control clock. Detroit's coming off a bye, so they needed every minute of this.
Rico, on the touchdown that he scored, said afterwards that was actually not the play design.
Yeah, actually, it wasn't the play design. I'm supposed to, like, stop and come back, but the dude who was guarding me fell down. I'm like, I'm going corner. I hope Dak see me. And Dak rolled out and found me, and we made a great play, a great touchdown.
Yeah, he was really, really good last night. And, you know, when we talk about not overvaluing certain things or overrating certain aspects, I think it's really hard to come away from this and not feel good about this performance, though, against a great Pittsburgh run defense and Dowdle running the way that he did. They went into this game yesterday with Lamb included. They had 4 carries all season of 10 yards or more as a team, and Dowdle got 3 yesterday. And so that was basically doubled their total from the first 4 weeks. He was really, really good. I was really impressed with him and how he ran tough and then continued to get better as the game wore on. I will note, as I was walking into the locker room,
well,
because not everybody with the practice squad travels with the team. Usually they have guys there who could potentially be called up or other things like that.
You saw Dalvin.
I did. Dalvin Cook passed me on the way out. So Dalvin Cook was traveling with the team. That's not typical, and so it does make me think that he's at least in the rotation of people they're going to be considering.
You saw Dalvin and Snoop.
I did.
So were
see
you
Snoop.
In the Steelers locker room? Screw you, Snoop. Screw you. No one says that anymore. Snoop is all time cool. Knowing he's undefeated. Screw you and your little dumb, terrible towel and your outfit.
He was. I was mad at first because when we checked in through security, I had been the first one through and then got up to the press box. And when I got up to the press box, I saw the people who were behind, like lagging, taking pictures of Snoop and posting them on social. So he was walking in the tunnel area. So I was pissed. I was like, crap, I'm not going to get a chance to see him. And then we were, like, right before the game, and he's just strolling up there, and he's like, can I get a drink somewhere? And then just walked over to the thing, got a drink. I was like, oh, I'm going to film it. And then I tried to rub it in our friend Ivan's face. I was like, look, I got a video. And then
famous,
he turned his phone around.
Famous
and showed,
Ivan.
And he turned his phone around and showed me his selfie that he got with Snoop in the press box that I somehow missed. So
yeah, how are you going to rub it in his face? Ivan got put on TV.
Yeah.
And called out by Warren Sharp.
Yeah, as a crooked individual, according to Warren Sharp. As a, why is a Cowboys representative,
Hispanic one,
standing over the independent medical reviewer or whatever it is for the concussions and things like that?
Is that what he said? He isolated Ivan in his comment?
Yeah. He isolated Ivan as like the Cowboys official that's leering over the
Warren,
medical person.
Warren, is Ivan listening right now?
He was a few minutes ago. I don't know if he still is.
Why Warren, is this independent staffer?
Warren, do you want people calling out your real role as a behind the scenes team consultant that should affect that you should have to disclose that when you're throwing out all your stats and your analysis of all the games every single week? Do people know what teams hire you and put you into their payroll? I didn't think so. Choppy, star up, star down.
Yeah, real quick. It doesn't matter with Warren because he's the Ari Myroff of analytics anyway.
Oh, you think he's
just a compiler.
You loved him for so long.
No. I appreciate the information he gives. Right?
But you're saying he's jacking it?
Yeah, he's not. He's just a compiler. He just compiles. Whoa. He doesn't make his own. Yeah, he's not like Seth Walder or
Ben
Baldwin.
I thought he did it some of his own stuff.
Yeah, he charts. He's a charter. He's a good charter.
He has a mustache. All right,
enough. No one even probably knows who he is.
Look, I mean, I wasn't sure where you were going with your first one, whether it was going to be Dowdle or Tolbert, but It's this. Drew Smyly was the walking over as a baseball player, as a pitcher, right? Every game that he threw, you knew, bet the over. Well, Jalen Tolbert is that way when it comes to his individual game yards by Vegas. Because another one, he didn't get it against the Giants, but every other time this year, he has hit the over.
48-yarder on that third down late in the second. He ends up with 7 for 87. Bobby, let's just talk about his story, his background, and his growth as someone was going to have to step up for Brandon Cooks, who got put on the four-week IR. So this is not 1 week. This is not 2 weeks for Brandon Cooks. He is out for a while.
Yeah, and this will be something where Tolbert will have to be leaned on. He'll have to step up. And he's progressed pretty steadily from his rookie year to now, which is his third season. But it is such a slow burn. It has been such a slow build and something that I don't think they expected would take this long. But even though it's come along slowly, there's been progress along the way, and he's clearly starting to find a comfort zone, and he's showing himself to be mentally stronger and physically tougher and all these different, you know, clues that we've gotten over the last probably 10 to 12 games that he's played. And yesterday it was really early on, he wasn't getting any separation. The first couple targets I think he got, it was like, okay, are we going to be force-feeding Tolbert while he's unable to get anything? But then he bounced back and was just fantastic after. And I know there's a lot of teammates who are going to be really happy with this and really happy for him. And that's what happened last night. We got done with his media session, and as we're wrapping it up and we're just, you know, PR wraps up and says, thanks, JT, you could hear the whole locker room loving on him.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, Tolbert.
Appreciate it.
Right. Which is about like that was Zach Martin getting it going. Zach Martin was standing there waiting. Dak Prescott was waiting around trying to say something, and then he was answering too long, so Dak was like, all right, fine, I'm going to my locker, and he went. But they all were really, really happy for him. Star up for me in this one is I thought Oso Odighizuwa was really good in this game. For a defensive line that's already massively depleted and then really early on loses Marshawn Nyland, and you haven't gotten much pass rush from Mozzie Smith. Even when he's played well, pass rush has not been what he's been contributing for you. I thought Oso Odighizuwa was really disruptive early in this game and generating pressure and forcing Justin Fields to be a little uncomfortable and move him around. So for me, to get that pass rush consistently throughout this game from Oso Odighizuwa, I thought he was a massive factor in this one for them defensively.
This is a game where I just kind of wrote down, it was so ugly and low scoring. Right. You write down like individual plays. So I kind of grouped some individual plays together. Overshown. He got love from Chris Collinsworth, apparently a TJ Watt comparison from Chris Collinsworth, which is going a little bit too far there, Chris. I didn't realize.
Sounds like a guy who discovered PFF.
Guess it means they won't be double teaming him either.
So overshown with some flashes and that energy early. He tried to strip that football from the Steeler, just making your life a little more difficult. That's just one of those plays. It's like getting picked up full court in basketball. It's like, what are you doing? Like, why are you being annoying for me? And you're going to think about, I got the annoying defender at the YMCA picking me up full court. Overshown goes to the ground, thinks there's an opportunity to strip and take the football. It wasn't really a 50-50 play. It was maybe a 40-60 play. Didn't end up with it, but it's just like, okay, he's going to bring that extra effort and that extra energy and grittiness, and that's why I love him, my favorite player on defense. And then the other linebacker I gave credit to, Leofau, had a huge third down punch out later in this game. So I had Overshown, Leofau in the linebacking grouping.
Overshown on that when Pittsburgh got the ball back with 15 seconds left or whatever it is, which, by the way, really quickly, I thought it was dumb of Pittsburgh to use that final timeout on fourth down when Dallas came out lined up on fourth down and then they used timeout. Keep that timeout because there's a very good chance they're scoring there and you're going to want to work the middle of the field to try and get into field goal range.
Mark this down for McCarthy on Friday just as a general football question. I want to know how many times that timeout on the big third or fourth down play screws up your play call in terms of having to go to the next thing. Or vice versa, when you're on defense, right? That's why they did it. They want to see the alignment. They want to see the look.
Sure.
How often does that actually come into play and screw up and change? How often do you change the play call? When you change the play call, you know, is it definitely a big factor? And how often do you get the read defensively when you take that timeout that they ended up burning that they did not have at the very end?
Yeah, and when you talk about, jumping back to you talking about Overshown, is like kind of like the annoying full court rec defender with the sweatband and everything else. He did. He was kicking himself for dropping the interception with 7 seconds left in a game they probably had already won. He was walking into the locker room and he was just saying out loud to himself, to Al Harris ahead of him, he was going, you know, jugs machine all week. Jugs machine all week. I'm going to be on the jugs machine. I'm going to make sure we catch those footballs.
It was clear early on in this one, they were going to get the ball out quickly on offense with Dak. They were going to drop back. They were going to get the ball out. And it was clear that they wanted to get this guy involved. Twitter was loving him. I was a little worried they were going to forget about him. They did not.
Prescott back. Has time. Deep to the middle. Got a man. Turpin at the 25. And taken down at the 20-yard line.
You talk about stepping up, right? Jalen Tolbert. You know, Overshown, Leofau, Lipke, and Kevontae Turpin involved early. And then that 35-yard catch that was really, really big in the third quarter. He ends up choppy with 4 for 50 with a long of 34. Targeted 5 times, 4 catches, 50 yards for t-shirt time.
You got to find a way to get playmakers involved. You got to find a way to get guys who have speed involved. This team, they're desperate for that. You know, Cooks was a speed guy for most of his career. I mean, he's still fast and everything, but he clearly, and obviously didn't play yesterday, but over this course of the season, he clearly just doesn't have what he used to. And you got to find ways to get Turpin involved. How about star up to fourth quarter Dak? 32, he had a 31 plays of drives on two of them, a 15-play drive and a 16-play drive in the fourth quarter. And that is something that, you know, when this game, throughout the course of this game, you didn't think they had 16-play drives in them at all. I mean, the offense was, I mean, they were moving the ball ish.
Yeah.
But never to that point. A 15 and 16 play drive, I mean, that shows there wasn't a whole lot of explosiveness there. But it does show that you are controlling the line of scrimmage and controlling the game.
And this is Dak talking about just sticking around, keeping those drives alive despite those mistakes.
Just look at the whole game. When we weren't scoring, where we weren't doing what we needed to do, it was on us, it was on me. Whether it be, you know, fumbling on the sack early in the game in field goal range in the red zone, whether it be throwing the interception right before half, and then again when we're up 3, getting the penalty backing us up, and then that interception. Other than those, we're able to move the ball and do what we wanted. Yeah, there was never a doubt in my mind. I don't think it was a doubt in anybody in that huddle. No, there wasn't, and on the sideline. And we're just able to, even as I said, getting down there, not converting, whether it be the run I had, Rico trying to go over the top, or the throw right there on the third down. Coach always says if we have time or downs, we give ourselves a chance, and we're able to capitalize on it.
All right, let's open up things to the totals. We have almost 1,000 people watching as part of the 6 a.m. club on the YouTube fan cam and Twitch. Thank you for being Tolos. You are appreciated. You're appreciated. Here on Sean, RJ, and Roberto, Cowboy calls for the 6 a.m. club at 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Are you awake? And how much are you celebrating the win in Pittsburgh despite all the ugliness? Your Cowboy calls are next.
From the 21, Fields to Pickens in the right flat. Standing and looking, there's a throwback to Seumalo, and he's tackled by Ferguson, but they keep his feet. Time's expired. Fields throws it across the field. There's a reverse lateral on the air, ball's on the ground. Cowboys win.
Sham struggling last night with that voice?
This is the first I was hearing his calls. It sounds like he may have had a little cold or something.
Brad Sham, voice of the Cowboys with the ender as Dallas leaves Pittsburgh with a 20-17 win. Are you up? Are you awake? Are you celebrating? That's the question with Cowboy calls right now. Fan replay is brought to you by Ciroc Vodka, Chantre for J. Choppy, Bobby Bell, and we got Chris Strong in for Peyton Russell. That's why you hear no stutters in all the reads coming back.
It's really tough for him. He had to take off today. He had a really late night working, you know.
A little opinion, little mouthy last night.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think what you're seeing here is a melding of the Choppy and Peyton sports opinion, and it's becoming one unified sports take, I think.
Me and Peyton?
Yeah, y'all have been in lockstep on a lot of stuff lately.
I don't even know what he said. I have no idea what you're talking about.
The whole
it was on the text. You were on it.
I know.
Emerson.
And I respond. The day was over. Once the day's over, I move on. I'm like Jason Garrett.
Texas tweet in Fort Worth. Start us off live here on the home of the Cowboys. Double T, go ahead.
What's up, buddy, man? How y'all doing?
Yo.
Say, first of all, why the Cowboys? We got the star up and we won, but start in. Why we don't have no red zone offense? And Turpin, and why we don't we it's a copycat league. Why they don't use that to chip off the best DN? We just let everybody go out in the flats and run where Dak don't have time. Can y'all help me with that?
Yeah, I mean the red zone offense, no, I can't help you with that. I have no idea. I don't know why it's as poor as it was. They were very easily moving the football yesterday. I think it was 7 of the 9 longest plays in the game were Dallas. Like, mm-hmm. they doubled them up in yardage, essentially. It was like 448 to 223. So they were moving the ball really effectively, but they would get into the red zone, and it would stall every time. And that's been an issue, not so much red zone, but in the first few weeks, getting past the 40. When they would get past the 40, things would stall out. Now, I remember in the past with Kellen Moore, there was a thought when you would ask people around the league, hey, why do they stall out in the red zone? And they would say, kind of a play designer that needs space. Like what he likes to do, he needs like as the field gets tighter, his concepts kind of get flustered a little bit. But I don't have a good answer for the red zone, and I need to ask around about it.
Well, the turnovers happen in what area of the field? Let's talk about that.
Two of the three last night were, and it would have been 3 of 4 if Dak doesn't jump on the fumble with Dowdle.
So it's easier for me to give them a red zone break, at least for last night. I know this sounds weird with turnovers versus just first, second, third, fourth down, not uh-huh. able to do anything with yeah. the football. You turn it over, I'm kind of like, okay, I don't know if I'm indicting your red zone offense.
Right, that's a little random. You know, turnover a little random. It's just like, all right, you know, if they had moved the ball back 3 yards and it wasn't a turnover, it's not a red zone, you know, and they turned over there, it wasn't a red zone turnover or whatever, right? So it's a little bit random, but listen, I mean, there's individual plays. That goal line play, the fumble, I will never understand not sneaking it in a situation like that.
Could have done it just twice.
Yeah. Jalen Hurts, the Eagles would have just gotten into their stupid tush push
yeah.
and done that until they got into the end zone or not. I mean, and that's why go backwards 3 yards to go forward? I never understood that. You're at the half-yard line. Just sneak it in.
Yeah, there's clearly something wrong, though, when, like you said, the turnovers bail them out. But there's something really wrong right now with them in terms of turnovers and penalties when they get in the red zone. I don't know what's happening there, that holding, false start, yeah. turnover, like they're getting sloppy down there.
Well, I know about that. They're sloppy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't overthink it. They've never been the sharpest, smartest football team. Jacoby in Murfield. Jacoby, you're next up on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Go ahead.
Hey, man, what's going on this morning, man? I'm just trying to find out why. Does Micah, I don't know, it's just me, but when you see a T.J. Watt on the edge, you say, all right, man, that there is a real DPOY, and he can actually do the run game. I think we put Micah above what he really is, man, because when he goes out there on that defense, he barely gets sacked this year, and he's not really on the edge towards, like, yeah, you seen T.J. Watt last night. Without the sacks, even he was doing something in the run game. That's all I had to say.
All right, Choppy, get the shovel out if needed, as I ask you if last night altered your thinking or changed your mind at all about T.J. Watt, and then you match up T.J. Watt and Micah to Jacoby's question of point right there.
Look, T.J.'s a fantastic player. My issue with him is that he's just, you know, he's not like this goat that everybody makes him out to be. That's it.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
Oh, I assume so.
Okay.
Yeah, I assume he'll get it.
But, like, better than, I was trying to think of this last night real quick, better than, like, Freeney, Peppers, Jared Allen, guys in that group, is he better than them? To me, he is. I mean, Peppers is close, but he's better than Jared Allen. He's better than Freeney, more of a Hall of Famer. Where are we leveling him off at?
Freeney was a one-trick pony.
Yep.
Right? TJ's not. He had the spin move, right? Yep. He had the spin move, and I had to check the size. Was Freeney was undersized, like massively yeah. undersized?
Freeney was little. He was like 6'1".
Yeah. So yes, he's better than Freeney. Peppers, I'll tell you, I don't know if he's better than Jared Allen. I think he's on the level of him, and that's fine. And I'm not saying these, but they're putting him in the Lawrence Taylor, Bruce Smith category. Like, let's just chill out here.
a lot of people are dinging him right now. That one of the big criticisms that you're getting from TJ Watt, in addition to Chops saying, you know, his criticism talking about the double teams, a lot of people talk about how he doesn't move either. Like, he's just, he's
on your right tackle.
He's on that side every single time.
Is that good to be on your left tackle?
He's right there on that side every single time. In fact, I think he's taken, so far this season, as of heading into last night, he had played 233 plays over right tackle and one over left.
Is he better than Jason Taylor?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So you're not crapping on him.
No. I mean, I like to joke around with him because he's, you know, I'm still bitter that the Cowboys didn't take him. I don't know. Look, he's not better than his brother.
Okay.
I don't think.
Aaron and Sherman, you're up next. Here, star up, star down. Take it wherever you want on a Cowboys Monday. Go ahead, Aaron.
What's going on, brothers? Hey. Star up to Dakota Rain Prescott, because out of a $60 million quarterback, even though he had some bad turnovers, he still delivered when it mattered most. And I think that's been his biggest knock in big games. I wouldn't consider this a big game, but you know what I mean. Love you, boys.
Yeah, it was not a $60 million game. It was a $60 million drive. That's what that was.
And you know what? I'll tell you this. There was a 3rd and 16 play, and they ran it to Lipke.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like,
I didn't lose my mind like everyone else did over that.
Yeah, look, I'm not going to lose my mind over it, but like, that's just a play. Like, they're not, the Bills are not going to run a draw to the fullback on 3rd and 16.
The Bills aren't going to run, period.
The Bills are going to punt it to you midfield, give you the game winning field goal, which will get
you. You know what I mean? Like, you know, they're going to let Josh Allen try to make a play.
I know, but 3rd and 16, offensive line, TJ, manage the game, figure out the way the game is going. I'm fine with punting and living for another drive.
I may be misremembering it because live it maybe felt like more. How many balls did he have batted down at the line of scrimmage last night? It felt like I swore live there was like four.
Ivan in Dallas. Ivan, Yvonne, I'm not sure which one. Take it away, brother. You're live on the Fan.
Hey, good morning. My star up, I would say it would be Dak Prescott, but I think I'll go ahead and go with Jalen Tolbert. You know, knowing the kind of situation is the Cowboys are in injury-wise, it's good to see someone like him step up, especially with Brandon Cooks out. But do you think Jalen Tolbert deserves more reps than Brandon Cooks? And also, just really, really happy that the run game actually did something yesterday. But like I said before, Rico just deserves a lot of reps. And the defense, I think the defense, at least they allow Justin Fields to look like Michael Vick out there. Yeah. But yeah, definitely a great game.
Hey, props to the run D. Seriously, star up to the run D. Pittsburgh rushing had 92 yards. Fields only had 27 of it. And Najee Harris, my God, just move off of it. Stop. He's like their version of Zeke out there at 3 yards a carry. Yeah, he's going to have to get more reps than Brandon Cooks. Brandon Cooks is on the IR. This is not a 1 or 2 week thing. Tim in Arlington. Timmy, you are live on Sean and RJ. Go ahead, boss.
Good morning. Love the show. Originally from New York, so I'm a diehard Giants fan. Even though they won yesterday, I'm not looking to buy any Super Bowl tickets anytime soon.
Good.
But I'm going to call Washington taking the NFC East. Just want to know what your thoughts were.
I'm not going to kill you. RJ may have something to say about that coming up here at 7 o'clock with a Pump the Brakes segment on Washington as they had another beatdown yesterday, and they took out the controversial Cleveland Browns with Deshaun Watson, as we have to be accurate about why he did actually walk off the field on fourth down. Jake in South Lake. Jake, you're live here on a Cowboys Monday. Go.
Good morning, dudes. Hope you're doing well. How about them Cowboys?
Yeah.
Happy Victory Monday.
Yeah.
Quick question.
Yeah.
I know we got to get through the growing pains with Tyler Guyton, but with TJ Bass on the field and Tyler Smith at left tackle,
yes,
is that currently our best five right now?
Great question. Great question. As Bobby, I cannot wait for post-Hut clarity tomorrow as we maybe talk about, is it a future topic of Tyler Smith at left tackle? Guyton looks bad. Guyton looks bad.
And it looks...
He's whiffing.
It looks good in moments, but look, this is why, you know, as much as people were getting pissed with me earlier in the year when I was saying, I don't think Guyton's ready to play right now. I think he will be a Pro Bowler in 3 years. I think he will be one of the best left tackles in the NFL in three years. The biggest issue is I don't think he was going to be ready to go now. That's why.
I don't remember you advocating for Udoga to play. I remember you explaining to us why they wanted Udoga to start. I still felt like you were fine with Guyton starting.
We can get it because I said after the draft when everybody thought I got caught on a hot mic when I said I wonder if he's really ready to play this year.
Yeah,
that's the reality. I don't know that he was ready to play this year. I'm surprised. And McCarthy, it sounded like on Friday, even agreed that yes, we've limited ourselves a little bit because of rookies in the offensive line, and that has changed the way we call the plays a little bit.
All right, let's go around the rest of the NFL, the NFC East, and continue the star ups, star downs on the Franklin Franco injury attorney text line. Are the Commanders the favorites now in the NFC East moving forward? It's a Cowboys Monday. Don't go anywhere else for your football right here. Then Sean and RJ.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.